Well, Coach, wasn't the prettiest game at times, but still, guys were able to come out, have a really strong second half, came through with a 13-point win. Overall, just got to be extremely pleased with everything that happened today.
Yeah, I thought, credit their kids. I mean, they did a lot of things really well in the first half and, made this three at the end of the first quarter and made the one going into halftime. And I thought the first few minutes of the third quarter were extremely important, and I think we kind of turned the tide a little bit and got the lead and got hot and then just kind of kept them at bay. I happy that we won, but our defense was really good in the second half. I thought we were a little probably a step slow in the first half, and not sure why, but we were, and good to see our kids pull it out after a very sluggish start. But give Sandoval credit. I thought they shot the ball well, they moved the ball well, and when you do that, you tend to find a little luck and make a half quarter.
Yeah, you talk about Sandoval, their first half, and like you said, they ended the first half with all the momentum. Not only did they have a three with about a minute left, but like you said, that half-court heave, and they came in with all the momentum, but I thought the way that you guys came out strong and aggressive in the third quarter, you guys just took that momentum right back from them.
Yeah, I with the half-court shot, going up six, going into half, I was a little worried because we hadn't played well. I thought the first couple minutes there in the third quarter, we set the tone and got some easy buckets. Got to the free throw line, didn't make them, but we got there and drew fouls. And finally the basket got a little bigger for some of our kids and some shots went in. And I thought the big thing was we only gave up 18 in the second half. So,
yeah, your defense I thought was a big key in the second half. Not only were you guys just forcing turnovers, but you were doing a good job on the boards. Jalen Smith was after it. Callaway was after it. Weston was after it. And you not only limited them to having just the one shot, but you also created other shot opportunities for yourselves.
Yeah, I thought our rebounding in the first half was pretty so-so, and second half was much better. I don't even know if they got an offensive rebound in the second half at all. They might have, but I thought our kids did a great job. Seth Berkman always rebounds well, and Jalen stepped it up pretty big here over the last several weeks and done a nice job there as well.
Hey, talk about Jalen Smith and 8 points in the second half to lead for his 10. He just did a great job of being aggressive and really just created opportunities for himself. And I thought his defense and his hustle and rebounding was a really big difference maker in the second half.
Yeah, it was. He plays pretty hard, and nice to see him get rewarded for that. And he might have been close to a double-double. I don't know, but I thought he played extremely well and came out there in the third quarter and kind of set the tone for us.
Another guy, too, who did a really good job in the third quarter was Weston Nielsen. I know you've spoken very highly about his shooting all year long, and whenever you go 3-for-3 in the third quarter, easy to see why it's very easy to be high on that kid.
Yeah, he was a little streaky there in the first half and then ran that backdoor play for him, and he missed that layup. But, he's got to keep shooting if he's open. There's nothing more needs to be said there. So,
of course, too, whenever you have both him and Callaway, both are knocking down their shots, and when those two both get on heaters like that from the three-point line, you guys are extremely difficult to guard.
Yeah, I thought, Callaway, doesn't necessarily fill the stat sheet, but he does so many things that go unnoticed, and just does a really nice job.
Of course, too, with this being your first game of the 2025 portion of your schedule, nice one to kind of get under your belt and really turn the page and get the second half of your season underway.
Yeah, these guys are, like I said, they're in our same sub-sectional, so a win's important over them. And the thing I really enjoy about this team, we've only played with our full group one game, and that was Altamont. And Callaway had practiced like one time before that, so we haven't had our full team yet besides that one game. And really even for a practice, just because of injuries or kid being out. And so I'm excited to, hopefully get, these next 6-8 weeks and get our full group together and see what we can do. So.